It was a weekend of deadly bombings in Iraq in a campaign claimed by al-Qaeda. More than 100 people died in the series of suicide attacks. The worst occurred in a town just south of Baghdad, where more than 90 people were killed when a suicide bomber exploded a fuel tanker. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
The square next to the Shiite mosque in Musayev is scorched from where flames burst out from a massive explosion triggered by a suicide bomber on Saturday night. Residents pick through the twisted metal and debris that litter what was a market area. Women scream as they look for loved ones among corpses burned to a brittle black at the hospital morgue. Most of the dead are Shiite. And Baghdad, too, is burning. Ambulances take away the wounded in the neighborhood of New Baghdad. In the first of several suicide bombings yesterday, the U.S. military says two bodies were left on the road here as bait to lure Iraqi security forces to stop. A suicide car bomber then hit two policemen who did, killing them along with a civilian. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for this latest string of attacks. In an internet statement, it said, quote, "The operation is continuing as planned, and we warn the enemies of God of more to come." There seemed to be an unlimited supply of bombers willing and able to kill themselves here. Al-Qaeda in Iraq is using videos as a recruitment tool, but it's changed the presentation, possibly seeking to lure those who were turned off by their targeting of civilians in grisly tactics. So whereas previous insurgent DVDs sold here showed beheadings, the new offering is slick, well-produced, with little gore. The video is supposedly narrated by none other than Jordanian militant Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who heads al-Qaeda here. It gives its version of the history of Iraq in the last few years, seeking to show how the country's been humiliated by the so-called crusaders, al-Qaeda's term for the American occupiers. It begins with photos and video of the bombing of Baghdad, and follows with images of the United Nations bombing, which he claims responsibility for. The images are provocative, and the narration gives the rationale of the resistance.
The so-called security forces, such as the Iraqi police and army, have sold their religion cheaply in this world. America and foolish clerics have driven them astray in order so that they will be shields protecting the crusaders. The American occupation has shown its cruel face daily. Only those with sick hearts believe their lies.
The chant says, "Our will is strong, we have no fear." The first part of the video is punctuated by pictures of police beating people on the street and photos of sexual humiliation by American guards in Abu Ghraib. The video then shows montage after montage of masked insurgents conducting operations recorded by, it seems, the rebel version of the combat cameraman, whose only job is to tape attacks on police stations and roadside bombs exploding next to American convoys. Al-Qaeda here understands the power of propaganda, and it's not hiding it. The program begins with a black screen. It then says, "Al-Qaeda in Iraq's media department presents." The video is being sold in the Sunni Triangle.
All right, traffic's going to be a pain out there. We know this morning, let's not just hit vehicles, hit vehicles. We're not going to let them get in our way and slow us down, though. Stop us for a VBID attack.
Staff Sergeant Levi Rosenquist from California tells his men to be careful of VBIDs, the military term for car bombs, before going out on patrol on the dangerous airport road in Baghdad. In the last 3 months, car bombs have killed more American soldiers than roadside bombs, which were, up until now, the favorite tool of the insurgency against coalition forces. For the benefit of the unit, one of the soldiers goes through a list of possible signs that the Iraqi driving next to you may be a suicide bomber.
Driver will be cleanly shaven. You have on the white traditional dress. His hands might be taped to the steering wheel. Might be sweating profusely.
The soldiers say they've been told that suicide bombers cleanse themselves before blowing themselves up in an attack. They say they shave and don a white robe. They believe that some tie their hands to the steering wheel so that they won't lose their nerve at the last minute. But suicide bombers are hard to spot and even harder to stop. Some U.S. commanders call them the precision-guided weapon of the insurgency. After the weekly press briefing given by the spokesman for the U.S. military here, Brigadier General Donald Alston highlighted recent operations by the U.S. military and Iraqi forces with names like Lightning, Scimitar, and Sword. They've targeted cells from the Syrian border to Baghdad. Alston claims political progress is being made, too.
Terrorists offering no hope for the future but oppression are doing all they can to incite secular violence. to terrorize Iraqis, to disrupt basic services, and to derail democracy. The people of Iraq won't let democracy be stopped, though. The Constitution is being written. The constitutional referendum will take place in October. The elections will take place in December. The business of government goes on every day.
Inside Iraq's parliament yesterday, though, the business of government seemed to be anger and recriminations. National Assembly member Hanan al-Fatlawi stood up and took everyone to task.
Let us stop condemning and reading verses of Holy Quran at the time when our children are killed every day. What is the government doing or the National Assembly doing, apart from talking? Aren't we the supreme authority? I see nothing being done. Hundreds are dying.
Perhaps the most dire prediction came from one member who's closely allied to Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the top Shiite cleric in Iraq. Sheikh Jalal al-Saghir says he holds the multinational forces responsible for what's happening, and he called on Sunnis to stand up against these acts of terror.
It's a war against the Shiites. If the Sunnis don't move to stand with us, then the civil war is on its way, my dear brothers. I say it with bitterness.
After the impassioned speeches, a unanimous decision was taken to have a minute of prayer for those who've been killed in the latest spate of attacks. But after that, though, squabbling erupted over the time the prayer should take place and whether people should kneel or stand. An Iraqi newspaper poll over the weekend showed that only 32% here think that the now not-so-new government is doing a good job. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.